The demolition of the historic overpass downtown Timmins continues. Today marks the third week of work on the project, which was expected to take 2 to 3 weeks. Work started on April 2. The City of Timmins said in a Facebook update that contractors have brought out equipment to chip cement from the main section of the overpass. The concrete structure used to allow trains into the downtown Timmins station, but in recent years it has been used by pedestrians and snowmobiles. This year's main connecting link work is being done from Balsam to Brunette. The Algonquin Boulevard road closure now starts at Balsam and extends to Brunette Road. While this work is done to remove asphalt, the city says that pedestrians can cross Algonquin Boulevard at the Balsam and Brunette intersections. When the grinding work is finished, pedestrians can cross at Pine Street. The sidewalks on Algonquin will be open and safely blocked from the active construction area. The construction work means detours for traffic. The detour around the work is Brunette Road, 2nd Avenue and Mountjoy Street. The four-way stop intersections on 2nd Avenue at Balsam and Spruce are staying as is this year. There are also temporary stop lights that are flashing at 2nd and Brunette, which means it's working as a three-way stop. For heavy truck traffic, the detour goes around the downtown core. The route is Highway 655, La Forest Road, Airport Road, Lafleur and Shirley. The other connecting link projects this year are on the bridges at Porcupine River and Mattagami River. For this work, the city expects there will be temporary lane reductions starting sometime in May.